The World This Week, Politics.
A large explosion badly damaged the Kerch road and rail bridge, which connects Russia with occupied Crimea and is vital for resupplying Russian forces operating in the south of Ukraine. Although Ukraine neither confirmed nor denied that it had carried out the attack, many assumed that it had done so. Only very limited traffic is now able to use the bridge. It was unclear whether the explosion was caused by a lorry bomb, an underwater drone, or a missile. Russia retaliated by pounding cities across Ukraine with often inaccurate cruise missiles and drone strikes. The center of Kyiv was struck for the first time since the start of the war. Ukraine's engineers sought to repair damage to infrastructure, and its leaders argued that the attacks would feed the will to fight. In response, NATO countries vowed to speed up their deliveries of air defense systems to Ukraine. Alexander Lukashenko, the dictatorial president of Belarus, sent troops to join a Russian task force that is assembling on the country's border with Ukraine, possibly to launch another front in the war. Mr. Lukashenko claimed the task force was preparing for a Ukrainian attack on Belarus, for which there is no evidence. Britain's Supreme Court heard arguments on whether there should be another Scottish independence referendum. The Scottish National Party's leader, Nicola Sturgeon, claims that the issue has gone to court because the British government has no respect for Scottish democracy. If the court finds against the nationalists, Ms. Sturgeon says she will use the vote in Scotland at the next general election as a de facto referendum on independence. The court will deliver its ruling in the coming months. A jury in Connecticut ordered Alex Jones, a conspiracy theorist, to pay $965 million in damages to eight families who lost loved ones in the Sandy Hook school massacre in 2012. For years, Mr. Jones has peddled falsehoods across the media empire that the shooting was staged by the government. His lies caused great distress to the parents. He remains defiant. After the verdict, he claimed to be proud of being attacked for his views. Joe Biden said there would be consequences for America's relationship with Saudi Arabia following OPEC's decision to cut oil production in order to increase the commodity's price. Some Democrats said OPEC was supporting Russia's war. Russia also benefits from higher oil prices. Bob Menendez, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, promised to freeze arms sales to the Saudis.